coach spoke, and they made a deal with the students to try to get more students in here to support you. Tell how much that would mean to get better student support at your home games.
Yeah, it would definitely help. You know, you go on the road and you see all these other student sections rocking. It probably would influence teams coming in here. You know, we appreciate the support from the fans and the students that have come up and shown out. You know, it's awesome to have them, and the more we get, the better.
Coach has also spoken about how you're a team that has more scoring options. Last year, you, Melson, Bryce, that was about it. How does that make your life easier now in games when there's not as much attention just on you?
Yeah, I think it makes it tougher for opponents to prepare for us, you know, because a number of different guys can step up each night and put up 15 to 20 points, and it makes us very versatile. It makes us deeper. Got guys coming off the bench who can put up big numbers, so it's all good stuff, and you know, I think everybody's happy. You know, I don't really care who it is putting up the 20 or whatever it is, as long as we're in games and winning games. So you know, that's what we need to keep doing.
Now, in a couple weeks, they're going to honor the 86-87 team a week from Saturday. I'm sure you saw a lot of the games in person, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, as a kid growing up.
Not 86.
86. Oh, yeah, you wouldn't have been. That's 25 years.
I was 89.
You'd have been. Never mind. Let me just ask you, though. They're one of the great teams.
Yeah.
To see your school honor a legacy team kind of is a need as a current player to see them here.
It is, and it's an honor, and it'll be a special day. You know, guys, you know, I grew up, I didn't like to see him play as an Iowa uniform guys I grew up knowing about. You know, it's Roy, Ed, or BJ, and you know, having a relationship with Tom, Coach Davis is great, and I heard he's going to be back, so it'll be a great special day to honor them and have the other linemen here as well.
I thought you were 29, I'm sorry.
I look 29? Feel it.
As a senior, a guy that has been in this position before now, how do you feel that teams have been able to respond to this past week, not having a game to deal with, but at the same time having, from what Coach described, difficult practices and just basically doing what was necessary to, you know, not get too rusty, if you will?
Yeah, you know, you try to emulate games. You know, we did a lot of situation work. I think we'll definitely pay dividends down the road. When we get in those game situations, but you know, for these young guys, it's just you know, keep them in the gym, you know, keep working on things, you know, but at the same time, stay mentally ready. So I think it was a good time for us to get a few days off, but at the same time, get back in the gym and continue to work.
Do you worry at all that you might be rusty coming out after, you know, nine days without a game?
I don't think so. You know, we've had layoffs before. It was finals week, and I think we came out right after that and played well. So. I think guys are healthy, so I think it's all good stuff, and we'll be ready to, you know, go on this next run with a lot of games, and you know, can't wait for it.
What have you seen from the younger guys this week in terms of their ability to soak in all the fundamentals and also the new things that you try to put in during a 9-day break?
Yeah, I've just been real impressed with all the young guys. Great work ethic out of all of them, not only getting here on their own and get extra work in. So it's all looking good, just for the future. You know, it's looking good with these guys, these young guys who are, you know, dedicated, have great work ethic and good character. And you know, I think we're poised to make a good run at it.